This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Can you imagine a guy speaking in Salah? Well, one day, Muawiyah ibn al-Hakam, may Allah be pleased by him, a new Muslim convert, he prays behind the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. While in Salah and there's a congregation, someone sneezed. So he says to them, Yarhamukallah, bless you, may Allah's mercy be upon you, in Salah. He does not know much, right, at this point. So he said, the people started to stare at me. And I looked back at them and I said, why are you guys staring at me for? He said, it's a sign of perhaps disapproving of what I did. When I said that to them, they started to hit their thighs. At this point, he said, okay, I chose to remain silent. At the moment the salah ended, look to what he said, Muawiyah ibn al-Hakam, may Allah be pleased by him. He says, the moment the salah ended, may Allah, you know, bless the Prophet. I give up my mom and dad for him. I love him so much. Why did he say that? He said, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ما ضربني, did not hit me. ما كهرني, did not embarrass me. ما شتمني, did not curse at me. All what he said was the following. He said, this salah does not permit the speech between people. You cannot talk to people in salah. Rather, this salah is all about glorifying Allah, praising Allah, and Quran recitation. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took the verses of the Quran very seriously. He lived by the Quran. Look to what Allah says. فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. It is by the mercy of Allah that you were able to be lenient and gentle, ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to your people. Look to what Allah said. وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ. And if you were harsh, if you were so rude and firm towards them, لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. People will leave you and go. Allahu Akbar. Even though he's saying the truth, yes, saying the truth alone is not enough. You have to say the truth in the best adab and character and akhlaq. May Allah beautify our character, ya Rabbil Alameen. How would you react if someone did that in the masjid, in your place, in your city? The phone rang, a melody and so on. Be cautious. Maybe they're a new Muslim. Maybe they never knew how to react. Maybe they thought, if I press off on my phone, my salah is invalid. Maybe they need further education, and Allah knows best. May Allah make us merciful. Wassalamu alaikum.